Yes, indeed. If you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, by all means, call us or text us as our 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you. I know he's there. I was told he's there. Please
hey,
be there.
Vinny, how are you?
I'm okay. We finally got a connection. That's great. Say, Andy, I was thinking about you and your crews looking at this forecast, and we've talked about intense weather situations before with construction. But what do your crews do when it's going to be Monday night, 17 below? I mean, what kind of protection do these guys, these people use?
You know, when it's that cold out, unless we have to work outside, there's not a lot going on the exterior of the home, just from glues, even fasteners. Nothing, batteries just don't seem to work as good in that type of temperature as they should. So we look for interior work. It's a great couple of days to clean out the vans, retool, do some training. When you're looking at highs at 1 or 2 below and it gets down to maybe 10 below, we can do some exterior stuff. But when it's 17 below, Denny, it's that's a work inside only type thing. Now, from 5 below to 30 degrees, there's plenty of things that we have to do on the exterior of the home, or that we can do on the exterior home. Might not be as fast as it would be when it's 70 degrees out, but we still can work through that. We're going to be replacing windows and when it's that cold out. But again, we can condition the area. Most of the work can be done from the inside. And what people have to understand is the opening isn't left open for very, very long, unless we're dealing with a bunch of rot. But we're able to figure that out before we even, you know, remove a window. So we know what we're getting into before we have to tear something out. And if we're going to be rebuilding a wall, we're going to be waiting for a little bit better weather to do things like that. So hopefully it's short-lived, this polar vortex of sorts. But having said that, you know, there's plenty of things that we can do on the inside of the home. We're still doing plenty of remodeling, plenty of insulation work. There's some emergency roofing that we have to do. Thankfully, we haven't had a ton of snow this year, so we're not dealing with like a lot of ice dam calls or anything like that right now. But, hey, you know, over the last couple of years, we've been pretty blessed with how many days we've been able to work. You look at the averages, cold weather, rain, over the last 3 years hasn't slowed us down nearly as much as it, if you look at the 3 years prior to that. A lot more rain days, and the snow, believe it or not, Benny, is more of a deterrent than the cold for us. Having to shovel 5-foot snow drifts out of around a house in order to put the siding on, or if you're removing a roof, if there's snow on the ground, we're going to come back in the spring. There's just no way of making sure we picked up every nail when there's snow. Even when we run over it with the most powerful magnets we can get our hands on, we're going to leave some debris behind. So spring cleanups are part of the deal. But do what we can, train. There's plenty of projects around our office that, you know what happens this time of year? When it's too cold and the weather is too terrible to work on anybody else's house is when we start to work on our own. Yeah. That's how the ceiling in my garage got done. It was the polar vortex from, I want to say 2019-ish, 2018-ish, somewhere in there, that first polar vortex. I had 24 fellas at my house installing a ceiling, seamless steel siding on the ceiling of my shed. And boy, oh boy, we got that done quick. Although there was about a dozen of us that were supervising, and really only about a dozen of us that were, I was one of the supervisors. Only about 12 guys working at any given time, and everyone else is telling them what they're doing right or wrong. But
of course.
This is the time of year when we get that kind of stuff done.
You know what I would imagine is, and you mentioned it in past shows, this is really a good time, especially not only the cold weather, but the winds that we've been having. This is great to test people's homes just to see how good the insulation is, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's this time of year, when if it's really cold outside like it is right now, it's really, really easy to tell where the leaks are happening. The infrared imaging works as good as it will ever work. The air movement in your house because of the pressure changes and the fact that your heater's running constantly, your furnace is running constantly. That's, you know, what people have to keep in mind is when your furnace is running or your AC is running, it's pushing air into your home. And that air has to go somewhere. And if it's going somewhere it shouldn't, it's really easy to discover that when it's 15 below outside. We're going to get up in your attic and see every hot spot that there is. Chances are, this is the time of year that we start getting attics, and there's frost everywhere. March, April, we'll get in attics, and it'll be like it's raining because all that frost is melting. And what people have to keep in mind is when there's frost in your attic, eventually that's going to melt. And when it hits that insulation, it's going to compress that insulation and take away the R value and probably lead to mold and mildew problems. So if you ever look in your attic and you're seeing frost, that's something you want to address quickly, because if you get it before it becomes a problem, it's a cheap fix. But if you're talking about mold, mildew, rot, I've seen jobs go from maybe a couple thousand dollars to $30,000-$40,000 because rafter tails have to get redone. All of the insulation has to get redone. Ventilation has to get redone. Ceilings sometimes have to get redone. And the general maintenance on our homes, we have to take that into consideration. And if there's a spot in your home you haven't looked at ever or in a few years, I would do that now. If you can look in your attic, that's going to tell you a lot of things. If there's frost in there, get a professional involved. If you see more insulation on one side of your attic than the other, get a professional involved and see what it's going to take to fix that.
I was thinking how you've commented in past shows, and I just saw an ad just yesterday of an ad that's presenting these little foam inserts for your light switch plates and your AC outlets for any drafts that might be happening. Tell our listeners what, I mean, is that best? That's not even a Band-Aid, is it?
No. We get called out to people's houses all the time because they think their windows are going bad. And it's not their windows, typically, if you're feeling a big draft. Now, it could be. So a couple things happen with windows, and same thing with outlets and any of those covers. Now, if it's warm air hitting a cold piece of glass, that's going to make that air move, and it will feel like a draft. So think of warm air, it's getting there, it actually starts to feel like the window's open after a while. You can feel that cold radiating off of that window. Now, if you're feeling, we go around with a smoke stick or a vapor stick, and we can see where the air is coming from. If you're seeing a lot of air coming out of your outlets or the trim of your windows, the trim of your doors, chances are something called stack effect is happening. So what I was talking about before, where that air escapes into your ceiling, what it's going to do is push cold air out, and it's going to come down your walls, and it's going to come out your outlets. So all you're doing when you put those foam covers on and seal up that outlet area is pushing that cold air someplace else in your wall. And what could happen if that cold air is coming into contact with a warm surface, condensation happens. Just like what I was talking about in the attic, frost, condensation leads to mold, mildew, and or rot. So it's something you want to keep an eye on. If you're feeling that, get your attic inspected. Or it might be the rim of your house. So this is the part of your house that sits on your foundation, isn't insulated or sealed at all. When we do siding, Denny, it alarms me. Almost nobody has groundbreaker on their house, or almost nobody has, unless they have built recently or have an Energy Star rated home, their foundation and the rim is not insulated or sealed like it should be. This is why when we do a whole home inspection, we're going to start in your basement and then work our way up through the attic area.
Yeah, what a difference. Yeah, I tell you, and this is as I said, this is the time of year you can really see some pretty crazy results. Andy, I'm getting a signal here. We need to take a quick break. We come back, we'll attack some of the text messages. And if you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can call it in if you want to chat with Andy, or just send a text, whichever is easier. 651-461-9226. Right now, in the Twin Cities, it's a +5. We hope to see about 8 above today. That's it. We'll drop overnight tonight to 12 below. We'll get up to, if you want to call it that, 1 below tomorrow. We drop Sunday night to 11 below. Martin Luther King Day, we might get up to 4 below. 17 below Monday night and Tuesday, it's a +4 for a daytime high. All the weather details will be coming along in a matter of minutes here. Right now, a few clouds, 5 above from News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, back with Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have, as we always like to do on these Saturdays at 9 in the morning. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phone calls, Andy, Mike is on the horn calling in from Andover this morning. Thank you, Mike. What's your question for Andy?
Good morning, guys. I have a two-part question on spray foam insulation. First part is, I'm wondering if it is cost-effective to spray home an entire new construction home right from the start. And then secondly, if I'm fixing up a home, is there ways to retro a home with spray foam that is also cost-effective and practical? Thank you.
Good questions. When building a brand new place, for sure. I can tell you this, my brother's house that we built, my mom and dad's house that we built, all did spray foam out the gate. And any new construction that we've ever done ourselves, we would recommend spray foam right out the gate. I think there's no better way. When it comes to retrofitting spray foam, we do it in attics all the time, but we can get down to the bare ceiling. And I would only do it on the walls of a home if you're removing all of the sheathing, or you're gutting the house out from the inside out. So you're getting down to the studs and you can fill every void. The problem with trying to retrofit those companies that come in and drill holes and just go into every cavity, there's already insulation in there. So anytime you create a cavity or a dead spot or a spot that this foam doesn't get to, that's going to be a warm or a cold spot that's going to lead to rot. There's too many factors that go into that. I've looked into it a bunch. I have the equipment where I can do this myself, and I wouldn't on my own home. I think you're better off. We just don't lose a ton of energy through our walls. You'd be way better off making sure all of your windows and doors have the proper installation and air infiltration on them, and the spray foam that should be around the windows and door areas. So that's going to offer a better bang for your buck when it comes to retrofitting. I would start there. I wouldn't try to spray foam the walls unless you're tearing that entire wall down to the studs. If that is doable, then you're already doing that, then I wouldn't put any other insulation but spray foam in. We just had the best luck with that. And from a long-term standpoint, you're checking all the boxes, all of your infiltration and the proper R value, especially if you only have 2x4 construction. The only way to get to the proper R value is with spray foam, or you're going to use the Insultex product, which is an R6 as a house wrap on the outside of the home.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you've talked about it in the past shows, about the spray foam. There are differences. I'm thinking about a do-it-yourselfer, a home improvement kind of guy, person, or a professional like we had Lindus do at our house over the years. There are differences in foam, but what should the homeowner be careful about if they want to try to do it themselves?
Well, you know, there's some chemicals that you have to worry about, and then there's the X amount of time you have to let it cure while not breathing that in. So, and you got to make sure that the space is going to be at least 40 degrees. You might have to condition that space. And not all spray foam is created equal. There's a specific spray foam we use for windows and doors, another spray foam that we use in attic spaces, and make sure that it is a closed cell foam. Not the great stuff you buy in a can that, you know, goes from 2 inches to taking up the whole room. You know, it always reminds me of that old movie, The Blob. Every time I use a can of great stuff, it just kept coming and coming, and like it's just and when you do that on a window or a door, Denny, you're going to end up pushing the frame in, and now you're not. There's a lot of times you go to do it yourself projects, and they use that stuff, and they can't operate the window or door anymore because it put that much pressure on the glass.
Well, you think about the material, the foam material. That they use for foam jacking, the pressure that that can create to lift concrete. So you're right, it can. So, yeah, I leave it to the professionals as far as I'm concerned. Here's a question that we got via text. What do you think of Integrity by Marvin? I have, texter says, 2x3 wall construction. Now, we've talked about Infinity by Marvin. Great windows. What's the story on that question?
When it comes to any window manufacturer, I forget what they call the Integrity window now. I want to say it's like the third or fourth run down on their line of windows. Every manufacturer has a couple of lines of windows. When it comes to Marvin, it's either the Ultimate or the Infinity window that we install at Lindus Construction. Why? Because it's the two best windows that they make. When for us, we're playing the long game always. And we've talked about this before. The most important part of my job is making sure that the next person that sits in my seat isn't dealing with a bunch of service work from the things that me and my brothers put on the wall. Because we never have to deal with anything that my dad and mom installed back in the day. We just haven't, because dad always made sure that it was the best of the best with the warranties that cover every aspect. That's why we look at the Ultimate window or the Infinity window by Marvin. When it comes to the other manufacturers, if you look at it, the very first line of windows that they offer is the best window that you can install. When people go that route, they usually have no problems. When you're buying middle of the road price point windows, there's a reason why they're middle of the road price point windows. And we had this question last week or 2 weeks ago, Denny, where they thought they were getting an Infinity window Marvin certified installer. It wasn't. I talked to them. I looked up that customer. It wasn't. If you have the Infinity window installed by Marvin, you're not going to deal with frost up. You're not going to deal with air infiltration, and you're never going to have to worry about it again. It's still the least amount of service calls that we've ever had on any line of window is the Infinity window by Marvin. We almost never, ever have to go back and work on those windows or replace a part. It's the nicest thing in the world when you're sitting in my position. You can always focus in on what we have to do next, not what we did before.
Yeah, it's a great product. Just a great product. I'll tell you what, getting another signal, it's time to look at that forecast, whether we like to or not. It's chilling, and we're going to do that. We're going to come back and answer more home improvement questions. We'd love to hear from you if you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy. Call it in or text it in. Here's the number for either 651-461-9226. Back after the forecast here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show presented every week by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus with us, answering those questions either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy, I was looking at a text that came in, and you and I on many shows have talked about insurance companies and insurance coverage or lack of. But this texter says, I just read insurance companies are not insuring homes with spray foam. Have you heard such a thing?
Possibly. I've heard of homes that get inspected with improperly installed spray foam not getting insured. Same thing as I've heard with like roofs that are 10 years old, siding that's 15 years old. Certain areas of the world, insurance companies aren't going to write things, or because you're in a wildfire area, a hurricane area, a hail area. I don't know, Denny. Insurance companies are in the business of making money, and people need to wrap their heads around that when that's the decision-making process, I think that's when evilness happens. I don't know how else to put it. What I've seen with the insurance industry over the last 5 years is all profit and money related. That's it. And that's corporate America. That's in the insurance industry. And that's why I refuse to work on those groups or with those groups or any of those types of groups that are getting formed right now. What you're seeing is contractors getting into bed with insurance companies. And when that happens, you're going to see the cheapest of the cheap stuff get installed, and the only people that win is corporate America, the manufacturers, and the insurance company. So when you're talking about insurance, there's a lot of factors that go into it, and not all of them are created equal. But I can tell you this much. My experience tells me that if you see their ad on TV, you really better know your policy. and that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because those are the ones that we struggle the most with when it comes to the claim process. Those are the adjusters that we have the biggest problems with. And mind you, that we are Lindis Construction. We're not a storm chaser. We never make up hail damage. We never make up wind damage. If we're saying it's damage, it's because it is. And that's the way we always will be. We have enough of our own work to, I hope, I'm one of the only roofers, so I bet you in the metro area, saying, oh, if we can have another year where we have very little hail, we're going to be happy people. I hope that we never see hail again, but it's just not going to happen. But I'm seeing insurance companies coming up with policy after policy after policy after policy that hurts the homeowner. And everyone, if you haven't talked to your insurance agent or looked at your policy recently, I highly encourage you to do so. One insurance company was sending out letters to everybody in Minnesota this year saying, hey, and it didn't say congratulations, but hey, you've been chosen to do this new program. What we're going to do is only pay you the ACV and not the RCV. And if you choose to do this, we're not going to raise your rates. What that did is essentially turned everybody's claim or their deductible to be 30% of the claim. Imagine that, like a $20,000 project. Now you're going to be paying $6,000 more for it, for that roof. So the insurance, the independent insurance companies, the ones that can go to multiple different insurance companies, most of them you probably haven't heard of, those claims go well. Tube insurance, those claims go well. When it comes to homeowners insurance, I would never make a $200 decision. And I see customers and people doing this all the time. I chose this one because I got a quote online and it was $189 a year cheaper. There's a reason why it's cheaper. Somebody better at math than me has figured out in some back room how much they have to charge in order to make money. And sometimes that means making the claim process drag on and on and on and on and on and on. You don't have to go very far down an internet rabbit hole to find how evil insurance companies can act. And I don't throw that word around lightly. I see people struggle with this all the time. And when last week I was talking to a friend of mine, he's got two friends in California, both of their houses burnt down and they don't have homeowners insurance because they were dropped last year and haven't been able to get it. The stuff that went on in North Carolina, that's where my son went to college. Some of the claim processes that people have had to go through there. Mind you, these people don't have homes. They're wiped out. It's sad when hail happens. I self-finance deductibles with customers all the time because it's like, oh, I didn't realize that my deductible was going to be 10 grand. Well, we need to read our policies. Well, I didn't realize that I'm not covered for that type of damage. We really do need to read our policies. Flooding is another one. That's the worst one. No one understands what's covered and not covered. But if you get water in your basement, that can be hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of dollars of damage that may or may not be covered, depending on how your policy is written. So every year you should have a meeting with your insurance professional and go over your policy and what's covered and what's not covered and what's out of pocket and not out of pocket. And when you have us as a customer, we can help you through that process, point you in the right direction. And we are going to, every one of our customers, we're going to do a 360 model of your home, tell you exactly what everything is. So when things happen, one phone call or email, we can get all the numbers to you that we need to and work our way through it. And plus, we're going to have picture evidence of what your house used to look like. So we can prove what's damaged and not damaged. We're finding ourselves in those conversations on a regular basis. And again, Danny, I use the word evil. They're not all bad. There's a lot of great insurance people out there.
Sure.
There really is. And agents, they don't like saying no to their customers. They get as frustrated as well as anybody in the process. But like one of the major carriers, their desk adjusters in Kansas City, they know who Lindis Construction is and they know what we do and how we do it. The thing that I'm probably most proud of the last 6-7 years, Denny, is that 99% of the roofing that we've installed has withstood stood hail bigger than 2 inches. And there's a reason why we do that. I'm so sick of people getting their second and third roof in the last 10, 12 years. And that's a decision roofers and manufacturers are making, have made to install those types of shingles. You don't have to. And GAF has really started to put their money where their mouth is. They are retooling a lot of their factories. There's going to be a lot more Class 4 shingles. That's the hail-resistant shingle out there available to roofers in 2025 than there ever has been. And that's going to continue to grow. So exciting stuff in our industry. But, boy, oh, boy, this is the insurance industry and the process has really changed a lot. I have friends in Florida. They can't get insured. Friends in California can't get insured. And people keep talking to us about Minnesota being the next Florida, where you're going to have to get your roof inspected every so many years, and you're going to have to do this every so many years, or only install this type of shingle, or what you're seeing now is the fortified roofing system installed. Which is
what
nice.
Is that? What does that mean, the fortified?
Basically, it's how Lindus Constructions installed roofing for a decade. And what by fortifying the roofing, it really cuts down any chance for leaking or wind damage. More importantly, if the roofing itself gets ripped off, you're sealing up the underlayment and the sheathing in a way that if it does get water to that area, it can't damage anything else. So when you can get you should be talking to people about getting fortified systems installed on your home, especially where we are. Yeah, you're going to seal things up. It's going to be a little bit more expensive. But look at people need to think big picture. If that roof costs you $2,000 more today than somebody else doing it in order to get a Class 4 shingle and a fortified roof, then look at what it's going to cost you in the future. That $2,000 today is going to save you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 down the road. So say 15 years down the road, if we're just at cut our inflation rate in half, a $20,000 roof 15 years down the road is going to be what, $35,000? And so now you're looking at 30% deductible on that $35,000. Now you're looking at a $10,000 cost right there. So I gladly spend a couple hundred, $2,000 more now to save $10,000 to $15,000 down the road. More importantly, to not have to deal with my insurance company or a contractor. I love contractors as much as anybody. But you know what people love usually the most about contractors? When they're done and gone.
That's right. Hang on, Andy. We're going to take a break. We've gone... interesting. We're getting a bunch of interesting texts as well. We're going to be right back with more of our Home Improvement Show in the Twin Cities. We have 5 above. It's just a whole lot of below zero weather. We're going to get up to about 8 above today. That's going to be the only above temp until maybe Tuesday because we're in the midst of a cold weather advisory starting today right through Tuesday. Stay with us. 5 above here. News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Brought to us, of course, every week by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Before we get back to some questions, Andy, here we are, middle of January, basically. What kind of deals can be had at Lindus? I always want to ask you that.
Right now we have free labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing, including our new energy shingle, free in-home inspection or heat map analysis of your attic space, free installation of infinity windows by Marvin. So some pretty awesome offers that we're offering right now. And I'm telling you, our lead times are pretty good right now. But if you're looking at a deck or siding that you want done May, June, I would start to have that conversation now if I was looking at wanting to enjoy that outdoor living space or a new exterior on my home for the summer, because our scheduling and with the way the winter is going, there's some projects that are getting pushed back and maybe we're going to have an early spring. I don't know. I'm hopeful that we're not going to be dealing with this crazy cold weather for 5 months, but we are in Minnesota, so anything can happen. But if you want work done early in the spring, you want a deck, siding, roofing, windows, whatever you're looking at, three-season porch, gutters even, now is the time to meet with people. And here's the cool part, Denny. Forget about whatever deal we're offering. Every manufacturer, sometime during the first quarter, sends me their price increase letters. We've been fortunate that we didn't really deal with a lot of them last year. The word on the street is they're going to try to get their money this year. And some increases have been sent out. I've seen some notices posted on social media, not to me, but I'm assuming we're going to see things go up. Knowing what we just sold all of our scrap aluminum for, that's as high as we've ever sold our scrap aluminum. That's usually a good indication that some of the material prices are going to be going up. Now, petroleum-based products, that's always an ebb and flow thing. Aluminum seems to be ebb and flow as well, where, in fact, one of the major aluminum manufacturers for us, Englert, it's the only company ever to give me a price decrease letter. They were paying less for the materials, so they decreased my price. And so we decreased our price to the customers. That can happen. Now, that's happened twice in my 30 years of doing this type of thing. So I don't hold your breath that you're getting a price decrease anytime soon. But if you want to get the cheapest home improvement that you possibly can, now is the time to buy. Because if you wait till April, May, it might be 10 to 20% more expensive just for the materials.
I wanted to ask you, with the terrible catastrophe on the West Coast, it's affected so dramatically all these people. It's just terrible. But what can happen? I mean, is this big wave going to be coming to us as far as costs or lack of materials besides raising prices? What would your crystal ball say?
Yeah, every time something like this happens, the flooding that went on in the Carolinas, I'm telling you, that was going to drive building materials up. The stuff that went on in California, hurricane stuff that went on in Florida. We had some big hail happen in the middle of the country. Colorado got hit by big hail last year. Texas got hit by big hail last year. It affects everything. Not only does it affect insurance companies, around the country, it affects all of your materials. It might not just affect the pricing of the materials. It could affect your ability to even secure those materials. This is where I spend almost all my time. I'm lucky enough right now, Denny, that my relationships with the great folks at Marvin, at a couple of the bigger supply places like Beacon, GAF, LP, we have materials secured for the year. I know what my pricing is going to be for the most part for the year. There may be a couple of price increases yet this year, but they're going to be minimal. So I really do. I'm secure with us getting materials, but boy, oh boy, I can tell you this. Some contractors and some do-it-yourselfers are going to have a hard time getting the best of the best. For instance, our Class 4 shingles are our special order for almost every contractor in the Twin Cities. At most places, and we have them stocked everywhere. We are ready for that. In fact, if you come to Lynch Construction right now, I bought every last Glenwood shingle on the planet. It's a shingle that they no longer manufacture, but I have a lot of customers out there that have it. So I wanted to have these shingles just in case the tree fell in one of my customers' houses. Now I can go repair it, and I don't have to replace the entire roof. Because what I love best about that roof is still, to this day, the only shingle never to have a hail claim. I shouldn't say never. It has had two hail claims, but I argued with State Farm both times that it wasn't damaged, that was mechanical. Somebody got on the roof and made that hail claim. Their adjuster was wrong. But they, once they say the roof is damaged, they make you replace it. It's just, so outside of those two, I can't think of, I've never been able to see it. GAF has never seen it. I never found another contractor that's been able to see that shingle damaged because of hail. It's the best shingle ever manufactured. Also, the hardest shingle to ever install. And that's why it got discontinued. Installers and contractors around the country hated it, hated installing it, hated lugging it around. It's heavy. It's big. It's hard to cut. But boy, oh boy, everything worthwhile is hard. You know, if it was easy, everyone would do it. And unfortunately, Linus Construction at one point in time was over 90% of the installs of that shingle across the country. One little market installing 90% of that brand, this means that brand's not going to last long.
Guess not. Hey, Andy, we got a couple of minutes to go on the show. I want to read a text, and maybe you can comment on that. It said, we had our home built on a cement slab in Pine City. We do have heated floors. We have moisture on the bottom of our windows. Our neighbor told us to turn on our air exchanger, and it worked great. The question is, with that exchanger on, will this cause a bigger heating bill? What do you think?
Not necessarily. What you effectively did, more than likely, was lower the humidity in the home. So you're getting rid of the moisture in the air. If you can lower the humidity in the home, remember, our humidity is supposed to be under 40%. And when it's this cold, under 20%, I believe, is what the U of M recommends. If you were to go on any search engine and type in temperature outside to humidity in the home, there's going to be a chart that you can read. And when it's this cold, like that below zero, under 20% is what they have. Now, my house, with the insulation I have, the infinity windows, I know no matter how cold it gets out there, if I'm under 40%, I'm not going to deal with frost up on the windows. So my guess is that's what the air exchanger did. Could you set it wrong where it's going to cause you to have more moisture or have your heating bill go up? Sure. But just keep an eye on it and make sure that you have it set properly. I'd rather have an air exchanger over those April air systems or whole home humidifiers. If you got one of them, you keep those off in the wintertime.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that before. Tell you what, we are plumb out of time, Andy. Let's get together again next week and continue this discussion to get more questions answered. If you want to get in touch, like Andy said, if you're thinking about a deck, siding, window, whatever the case may be, now's the time to not only think about it, but call Lindus, 844-9-LINDUS. Call them this coming week, and they'll come out. That first visit is always free, and you'll be so glad you did. Andy, stay warm, you and the crews out there, and let's talk some more next Saturday.
Yes, indeed. You know, Milwaukee heated vest goes a long ways this time of year, Danny. If you don't got one of them, now's the time.
I think I'm going to get one. Thanks, Andy. Andy Lindus from Lindus Construction. And you as well. He'll be back next week. In the meantime, stay warm. Right now in the Twin Cities, there's a few clouds. We're currently at 5. We're heading to 8 above, but the low overnight will be about 12 below. Stay with us here on CCO.